Welcome to it. Time to get revved up. Time to get your back into it. Remember, no substitute for hard work. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, January 9, 2020. I'm a day behind, a dollar short. Let's see, 298 days until Election Day. We'll get to that. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a big snowstorm, believe it or not, could be on the way for the end of the weekend. Seems all those schools in southern Michigan that have so far gotten away untouched. Well, that could change with a snow day or two on the way. Number two, the strange case of the murder of Kevin Bacon continues to grab attention, not only here, but around the country and all over the world, frankly. Bacon met his killer on Grindr, and an attorney for accused killer Mark Lutunsky says he's claiming to be coming from a royal family. We'll get to that. And number one, for Michigan State, he was a guy who turned around a program that had been on the wrong end of things in the Big Ten for many years. He built a program that spawned winning seasons, a couple of Big Ten titles, and, of course, a very memorable win in the 1987 Rose Bowl game. Today, we mark the passing of Coach George Perlis at the age of 85. You know, for the Spartan Nation, George Perlis is one of those heroes. Always will be. Always will be. The memories are flooding in from every corner. Started yesterday as news started to come out that Perlis, the former coach, athletic director, and later member of the Board of Trustees, had passed away. Perlis, who played under the legendary Duffy Doherty, brought the Spartans back to relevance on the football field, winning two Big Ten titles. I mentioned that Rose Bowl game in 1987. But it's his relationship with players, like so many coaches, that really endures. Of course, Nick Saban was also here on the Perlis staff from 1983 to 1987. Then, of course, he came back to coach the Spartans 1995 through 99. Anyhow, George Perlis. Fascinating story. We'll have more on that a little bit later this hour with Tim Stout. And now I turn my attention to this bizarre case that has gotten so much attention, the bizarre case of the murder of Kevin Bacon. The murder of Kevin Bacon. And now the suspect in the case claims he comes from royalty from another country. Of course, Kevin Bacon went missing just before Christmas. He was found hung upside down with his throat cut and, well, other mutilations of his body in the home of Mark Lutunsky out in Morris, Michigan. There's a probable cause conference yesterday, and Lutunsky is accused of killing the 25-year-old Schwartz Creek man. He faces, of course, up to life in prison on an open murder charge with no possibility of parole. Bacon's body was recovered on the 28th of December, but he had been missing for a few days at that point. Reporters, answering questions for reporters, an attorney for Lutunsky, Doug Corwin, said that Lutunsky believes he has named someone else. He believes he is from a royal family out of Wales, the Thomas clan. Of course, Lutunsky has not provided Corwin with any other name aside from Edgar Thomas Hill, which he also uttered during the arraignment. Along with those, Corwin said, given the nature of the crime itself, you've got to send him for this evaluation now. Some people, as you go out and talk to people, you know, in that community, and I've spoken to some, they say he's just playing the crazy card, trying to get through this deal, playing the crazy card. And it's just one of those cases that you're like, how does this happen that you get on social media, you get on one of these apps, and then you put yourself in a bad situation. And in the end, it didn't pan out particularly well for Kevin Bacon. So we'll keep an eye on that case for you as we go forward. A strange case of Mark Lutunsky and the killing of Kevin Bacon. And where do we go from here? Picking up now on the big headlines nationally, 24 hours ago, the Democrats were yelling we were all going to war and apocalypse was upon us. But, of course, that didn't happen. Apocalypse did not happen, as we have apparently concluded hostilities with Iran for a moment. It was not Desert Storm. It was Desert the one day. A terrorist gets killed. The Democrats scream bloody murder and blame Trump and try to accuse him of not doing what he's supposed to do. And then the Iranians volley about 15 missiles at American bases, four of which never even get out of the desert. And the other 10 or 11 do absolutely no damage at all. Nothing. Nobody hurt. Nobody killed. No real damage at all. And then President Trump says it's over. Time to move on. Time to do something different. But he did say this. He said those missiles that were fired at us were part of the failed policies of the Obama administration. The failed policies of the Obama administration and the money that we sent to them, $150 billion released by the United States when Obama was president, $1.7 billion cash delivered on a pallet in the dead of night to Tehran. And the president taking issue with it, he says he will continue the crushing sanctions. They will remain in place. But in Bite 5, I want you to hear from the president, Bite 5, about where those missiles came from and how they got paid for. Bite 5, Donald Trump, go.
The missiles fired last night at us and our allies were paid for with the funds made available by the last administration. The regime also greatly tightened the reins on their own country, even recently killing 1,500 people at the many protests that are taking place all throughout Iran. The very defective JCPOA expires shortly anyway and gives Iran a clear and quick path to nuclear breakout. Iran must abandon its nuclear ambitions and end its support for terrorism.
Also, Senator Martha McSally. Martha McSally is a senator from Arizona, up for re-election here on the 3rd of November. She's an Air Force veteran, and she has taken considerable issue with Democrats who seem quite clearly to be siding with the terrorists and against America's best interests. And she said that the Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. And by the way, she's right. She's right about that. But I want to go to Bite 6 with Senator Martha McSally of Arizona calling them out. Bite 6, go.
Would you contend that maybe we are more safe today than we were just 4 days, 5 days ago?
With the death of Qasem Soleimani, absolutely. He was the leader of the largest terrorist network that was so well funded, leading proxy forces, killing American, killing thousands of others. Absolutely. With Qasem Soleimani no longer here, it is a safer situation. It's still volatile. And I think our troops, you know, having served, it's tiresome to hear politicians trying to score political points when we're talking about keeping Americans safe. We had an American killed right before the new year and others wounded. And President Trump wasn't going to sit back and allow Soleimani to continue to cross the red line and kill Americans. And so what else does Chuck Schumer want him to do? To sit back and to allow them to continue to kill more? It's just unfortunate that they're playing politics with this.
Yeah, playing politics with this. It's completely unfortunate. And we'll leave it there for this part of the conversation. Quick break. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And it's also the DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. When you have an urge to share your opinion, it's the DTE Common Sense Hotline, open for business. 14 after, on a Thursday, it is the Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit EAMOnline.org. That's EAMOnline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.
Are you thinking about getting your